On the show today, we have yet another contestant of the Q's Emerge program, and this will be Royal Credit Union's very own Katie Luther telling us all about her platform and why she is participating, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have yet another Emerge contestant, and this time it's Katie Luther from Royal Credit Union. Katie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. And hope all's well in your neck of the woods, getting through summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going well over here.
Good. Glad to hear. All right. I mentioned that you are a contestant in the Emerge program, the 2020 Emerge program, formerly the Next Top Credit Union Exec, but now it's kind of evolved into Emerge, which is even better. It just keeps getting better every year, and you guys are right there in the mix. So congrats on making it to the five finalists. Really cool. How's that feel?
Thank you. It was awesome. It was very much a surprise, but I was very excited, and I'm looking forward to everything that's to come.
Yeah. Before we get into like your platform and why you participating in Emerge, give folks out there just a quick 411 on what you do at Royal Credit Union.
Sure. I'm the mortgage servicing supervisor at Royal Credit Union. So basically what that means is my team and I, we service all of the mortgages in the HELOC, so home equity lines of credit, mm-hmm. that close at Royal Credit Union. So if anybody has a mortgage or a HELOC with RCU, then my team's the one that they talk to. We handle the escrow and the property tax payment and all of that fun stuff.
Wow. Well, I think this is one of the silver linings to, unfortunately, the pandemic. But, you know, I don't know, maybe you can educate me on this, but it sounds like the mortgage industry is doing okay. The housing market's doing all right.
I don't know really the number one reason for why it's happening, but it does seem like it's going very well. We've had some crazy volume lately, but I think rates are just, you know, in a really good spot, and it's a good opportunity for people to get a lower rate and, you know, make some lower payments on their mortgages. So it's a good time.
And maybe even get into that house that they've been waiting for. So at a good price.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Good stuff. Well done on that front. And now I want to get back to Emerge. So why are you participating in Emerge? What prompted you? What sparked this interest? How'd you get into it?
Well, it's an awesome program. So I was interested from the get-go when I found out about it and I read about it and I saw everything that it had to offer. I was really excited about it and looking forward to trying, you know, the opportunity of the education phase and getting to know other leaders in the credit union industry that maybe I might not have gotten a chance to, you know, really get to know or get an opportunity to talk with. So that was really kind of my interest in it. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to grow and expand my leadership knowledge and, you know, just be the best leader that I can be and get the best knowledge that I can. So it was a no-brainer to, you know, apply and try to get in.
Good for you. Yeah, I think, this is an area where if you really step up, it really pays dividends. I mean, the rewards of this are, I mean, I know it's a lot of work, but the rewards are, you know, tenfold for sure. Hey, and in order to participate in Emerge, you guys, each contestant has to have a platform. So what is your platform? What is your project or platform that you're presenting here?
Yeah, mine is about, I'm really focusing on the development of individuals that are really high performers and interested in moving forward in their careers, but maybe aren't interested in leadership. It seems like there's really an opportunity for growth in that area in mm-hmm. the credit union industry. I mean, I'm probably, you know, everywhere as a whole, not just credit unions, but, you know, specifically that's an area that I saw as maybe a need for, but that's my focus is what can we do to encourage and challenge and grow our team members that are really high performers, but maybe just don't want to be a leader.
Right. What made you think about this one? Is it just the number of people out there that are kind of in this position or, and then what do you want to do with it?
Yeah. Well, I got kind of started on it because ever since I've been at Royal, I've had the opportunity to have some really awesome team members and people that are a part of my team that I've really been challenged to keep, you know, engaged and growing, and they keep asking me what's next. And my instinct was leadership. Well, let's get you into a team lead position or a supervisor position. But, you know, a couple of them would just come back to me and be like, I don't want to be in charge of people. I just want to keep, you know, developing and growing and moving forward and keeping challenged. So that really, you know, I started looking around and working with other leaders in my credit union. They had some awesome ideas for how to keep them challenged and engaged and things that they've done with their own their own team members in the mm-hmm. past. And, you know, that's been great and it's awesome, but it felt a little bit like we were reinventing the wheel each time something was coming up. And there's all kinds of leadership programs out there for, you know, people who are interested in being a leader. And, you know, Q's is, you know, specifically mm-hmm. really focused on leadership and growing that, which is outstanding and awesome. We need good leaders in the credit union industry. But, you know, I as a leader was finding it really hard because I've always been interested in being a leader. I've that's just always been my cup of tea, if you will. You know, I've always wanted to be a leader. So it was hard for me to put myself in the shoes of my team members that didn't want to be leaders. And it was hard for me to really, you know, find ways to keep them challenged that didn't have a little bit of a leadership aspect to it or, you know, tinge to it. So I was really trying to create something that would be there for those individuals to keep them challenged and keep them growing, but also, you know, retain them, keep them in the credit union, keep them on my team longer, you know, keep them challenged and avoid disengagement. So, I'm really excited about, you know, the program that I made, and it's something that I think will be awesome mm-hmm. and will help a lot of people, but I think it'll take a lot of, you know, weight and burden off of other leaders that maybe are going through the same thing that I'm going through right now.
Yeah. I mean, and my next question is, how do you see this platform benefiting credit unions? Because I mean, everyone wants the top performers. And so it sounds like this is the challenge right now, is keeping those top performers, whether they want to be a leader or not, you know, but everybody wants to keep that top tier talent. So is this kind of something that you see benefiting the credit unions to kind of keep these folks engaged and challenged, I guess, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the instinct is to put these individuals into leadership positions and, you know, that they might not be a good fit to be a leader and they might not be interested in it, but not only does that kind of put them in a weird position, but it also takes away leadership opportunities for people who do want to be leaders.
Yeah, right.
So that's going to cause not only, you know, those people to go look elsewhere for leadership positions, but it might drive away those high performers that didn't really want to be a leader, but thought that was the logical next step. And maybe they're just unhappy. Now they're going to go start looking for another place, you know, to go. And, you know, we always want to keep our top talent. We want to keep them engaged and challenged and growing. So it's kind of a win-win, you know, in my eyes.
Yeah, definitely. And so, and now looking at the bigger picture, what are your career goals? What do you want to do for credit unions and within the credit union industry? Obviously you want to be a leader or else you wouldn't be in this program, but so where do you want to take this? Where do you want to take this and how you see it helping your career moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it would be an awesome thing to, you know, continue to grow. And I'd love to get it out there and have some, you know, feedback on it and some trials and, you know, see what we can do to, you know, fine tune it. Cause it's my idea, you know, it's in my brain, but I'm sure there's area for, you know, growth and we're not going to get it right the first time, but I think that would be awesome. And in terms of my career, I'm not sure yet. I think anything that I can do or any place that I can find that I can make the most positive impact and have the most, you know, benefit to Royal or, you know, the credit union industry as a whole, that's what I'm interested in. And, you know, right now I think it's just my main concern is getting my team set and getting my people taken care of before I think about where I'm going to go. So, but, you know, broad scope, I'm always looking to grow and develop and challenge. You know, you can't really rest on what you got. You never really have a raise. So it's good to keep looking for those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in today's fast-paced business world, you really got to stay on your toes the whole time because you just never know. And speaking of that, how has the program helped you out so far in your career? I mean, I'm sure you've learned a ton. And then the opportunities to come are going to be huge as well. But what has the experience been like and what have you learned that has helped you out so far?
I've learned a lot. It's really hard to kind of put into a small, nice little summary. But it really has been a great opportunity. I've gotten to meet and talk and get to know with other leaders in the credit union industry that I might, like I said, might not have gotten, you know, the opportunity to know, but also I've gotten the chance to learn in the education phase from people who, you know, I might not have had an exposure to or had the opportunity to really talk to one-on-one. And so, I mean, it's been phenomenal. I can't express how grateful I am for everything that I've gotten so far. It's just been outstanding. It just keeps, you know, getting to grow. I get to, you know, talk to you and, you know, have this opportunity. This is exciting. So had it not been for Emerge, I wouldn't have gotten this opportunity. So I'm just really excited. And it's just been great.
This is really cool. Yeah, I love the excitement, the energy, and just the sky's the limit attitude. So I just really enjoy talking to the Emerge contestants. And so it's really exciting to see what, and the potential of our industry through your eyes is just, it's so cool to see that, you know. It kind of gives me goosebumps, like, wow, we're in good hands here. So
I hope so.
We are. Definitely. All right, Katie. Well, I know you got a lot on your plate, so I won't take up too much of your time. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts here?
No, nothing else to add. Just thank you for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, get to talk about this awesome program, and I'm excited for the presentation and to really share these ideas. So thank you.
Yeah, and congrats again on being the final five. I think once you get to this point, I know it's kind of a cliche, but I think everybody's a winner at this point because you've mm-hmm. learned so much, you've gone through so much, and what's to come is going to be even greater for you guys. So yeah, I think all you guys have won big time. So, but we're all rooting for you. So we're all still Thank rooting you. For you. So it's exciting. I like this.
Thank you.
All right, Katie. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. I know your time is very valuable. So we thank you for being on our show, and good luck. We'll be watching and rooting.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome.